I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. 156 people are dead and 800 injured in a massive protest in China's autonomous region of Xinjiang Uyghur. The violence started when minority Uyghurs and majority Han Chinese clashed. Christians have been caught in the middle, says Jerry Dykstra of Open Doors. The small Christian Uyghur community is feeling the pressure for three reasons.
They're, of course, a national minority, and also many of them are Muslim background believers from their Islamic environment. And they're Christians in a communist government of China.
Dykstra says despite the current problems, Uyghur evangelism is seeing fruit. Next, the war in Uganda halted all hope of education for children running from the Lord's Resistance Army. The needs are vast. Every Child Ministries is sending an urgent call for teachers as they help raise the education level of the country. Monica Miles says 2 to 3 generations have been isolated in IDP camps, resulting in low vocabularies and lack of diverse social experiences. Many Christian organizations like ECM are chipping in.
This time of rebuilding is a critical time in the history of northern Uganda, giving Christians unprecedented opportunities to share Christ.
And a woman-to-woman encouragement ministry sprung up last year in Nigeria. It was initiated during an SIM International HIV/AIDS conference. Women participating in the Bucket Project save a handful of grain each time they prepare a meal. On a set date, everyone gathers at a church and they distribute the grain to women who've been widowed because of HIV/AIDS. 3 more Bucket Project conferences are scheduled for next year. Pray for the movement to spread. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. If your name's drawn, Global Action will be sending you on a mission trip to India to distribute blankets to the needy who desperately need them in the winter months. Activate your name by following the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.